KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 58. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. for the listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. A man from Pottawatomie County was arrested early this morning in Red Oak for aggravated domestic abuse assault with strangulation. Red Oak police say 25-year-old Mark Allen Lear Jr. of Council Bluffs was taken into custody in the 300 block of East Market Street at around 2 a.m. The victim suffered minor injuries and was treated at the scene by Red Oak police. Lear was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency says the Grassland Field Fire Danger Index will remain high through this weekend. Continued drying conditions make the potential for grassland and field fires higher than normal. And officials say caution should be observed when burning and notices provided to your local fire chief. Emergency Management Agency will provide another update on Monday. The Natural Resources Commission of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has approved Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP, grants to 24 cities for use in parks and open spaces. The projects were awarded nearly $2.4 million. The REAP City Parks and Open Space Competitive Grants help cities establish natural areas encouraging outdoor recreation and resource management. The cities were separated in three categories, with a population of under 2,000, a population of 2,000 to 25,000, and a population over 25,000. For cities with a population of under 2,000, the city of Avoca received just over $71,000 for the Old Nishnabotna Riverbed Wetland Preservation and Trail Project, which involves construction of a 1,900 linear foot trail, wetland and wildlife habitat conservation, and installation of interpretive aids for public education. The project has a positive relationship to and complements the Nishnabotna River Trail. It also satisfies local and statewide goals for outdoor recreation by providing a wellness opportunity, restoring and protecting a wetland area and habitat that is threatened, and providing public educational opportunities. The city of Manning received just over $45,800 for the Manning Hospital Parks Connector Trail Bridge. Officials say this is the final phase in the city's portion of the Hospital Parks Connector Trail. Previous phases, paved trail from the hospital to the West Nishnabotna River on the west, and from the downtown Manning and City Park area to the river on the east. The project will build the bridge and the bridge approaches between the two dead-end trails, and it will literally bridge the gap between the heart of the community, the hospital, and the county park. And for cities larger than 25,000 population, Council Bluffs' Fairmont Park Woodland Restoration Phase 2 received $200,000 from a REAP grant. The project includes land restoration, trail development, neighborhood connection, and directional signage. The Natural Resources Commission for the Iowa DNR also approved three Resource Enhancement and Protection public-private cost-share grant requests from the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. The project were awarded more than $440,000. Public-private grants are used for land acquisition, with 75% of the acquisition costs coming from the REAP and the remaining 25% coming from private contributions. Among those receiving a REAP private public grant was Guthrie County, and that is for the Springbrook Wildlife Management Area, Doyle Edition. The project received $112,725 for the acquisition of 48 acres of property, the Doyle Edition, in Guthrie County, adjacent to the 779-acre Springbrook State Park and 586-acre Springbrook Wildlife Management Area. The protection will expand the complex to over 1,413 acres, providing additional permanent wildlife habitat in the area and a significant block of contiguous woodland. In other news, the Red Oak Police Department reports an arrest Thursday morning of a Red Oak man for possession of stolen property. At around 8:30 a.m., officers arrested 33-year-old Jesse Donald Trost of Red Oak near the intersection of North 2nd Street and East Corning Street in Red Oak. Trost was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And police in Council Bluffs reported Thursday afternoon that a man who escaped police custody Wednesday afternoon and struck a police officer with a stolen pickup is still at large. 27-year-old Adam Thomas of Council Bluffs reportedly stole a vehicle from his mother's home near where the abandoned pickup used in Wednesday's incident was found. Police say surveillance video on his mother's property show Thomas took his sister's 2007 silver Nissan Murano SUV from 23752 Idlewood Drive near Underwood shortly after midnight on Wednesday. The vehicle has Iowa license plate 640 SSR. After taking the stolen SUV report, Pottawatomie County deputies say they were dispatched to 24861 265th Street, where a vehicle which was reported stolen from a property about 5 miles from Adams' mother's home. The vehicle was a 2013 Chevy Malibu with Iowa license plate ARY035. The Nissan Murano had an extremely low tire at the time of the theft, so officials say it's possible Thomas is now in the Malibu. However, the Murano has not been recovered. Police say also extreme caution should be exercised if you come into contact with Thomas. They're asking for your help in locating the man as he continues to have disregard for public safety and continuing his crime spree. If you have any information, contact Crime Stoppers or your local law enforcement agency. In the funeral announcements, Lily Goddard, age 94, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Lily Goddard will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Lisa Ann Keene, age 54, formerly of Harlan, died Monday at Emmanuel Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Lisa Ann Keene will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sharon Vanetta, age 49, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Sharon Vanetta will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Church of God of Prophecy in Atlantic. And William D. Kennedy, Sr., age 63, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. A gathering to celebrate the life of William Kennedy, Sr., will be held on October 22nd from 4 until 6 p.m. with a prayer service and military honors at 4:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kelly Fiscus, age 64, of Kirkman, died Thursday. Arrangements for Kelly Fiscus are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.